Okay, this week's parsha is Parsha's Toldos, and we know that in this week's parsha, so we have the famous episode of the brachos that Yitzchak intended, for whatever reasons he had, to give to Esav, and last minute Yaakov comes in and gets the brachos. Famous episode in the Torah. I saw last night a beautiful, beautiful idea that I really want to share with you. I'm very excited about it. And I think it could be a real, if we think about it, it could be a real gift for us, for our lives, if we internalize a gift. I hope to internalize this lesson in my life, and I hope that we all are zochah to internalize it in our lives as well. I want to read you a pasuk that I never thought about, and it bothers me, I never thought about this question, but it's a really glaring question. Right before the bracha is given to Yaakov, so it says as follows. Yitzchak says to his son, Gishana, come close. Ushkali b'ni, give me the drink, my son. Vayigash, it says, Yaakov drew near. Vayishak lo. Vayorach esreach bigadav, he smelled the smell of his clothing. Vayivarechehu. And he blessed him. What should the next words be? The blessing. But in between those words is the following phrase. Vayomer, before the blessing seemingly, Yitzchak says, Re'ei, look, Re'ach b'ni, the smell, the scent of my son, is k're'ach sadeh asher berchel Hashem. It is like the smell of the sadeh, the field, asher berchel Hashem. Next pasuk is, V'yitein l'cha elokim, yital Hashemayim, the bracha. So seemingly, there's an interruption between the Vayivarechei, the bracha, and the bracha. It should go Vayivarechei, V'yitein l'cha. And instead, in between, there's this whole pasuk. My son, look, the smell of the field is like the smell of the smell of my son, the smell of the field that Hashem blessed you with, and then V'yitein l'cha. Good question. Comes along the Sforno, Rabbi Osai, and says an amazing pshat. Listen to this. Says the Sforno, the bracha began with the word Vayivarechei. And those words are not an interruption to the bracha. You know what they are? They are the key to the bracha. What does that mean? In what way are those words the key to the bracha? And he says as follows. What do those words mean? It means, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni, he says, look, my son, look carefully at the smell. Why? K'Re'ach Sadeh. I'm just paraphrasing. Apart from the fact that it's food, it's the animals, all this stuff in the field, all the different greens in the field that provides food to animals. Beside that, God added on to it a smell, a nice smell, which we enjoy on a more spiritual level, on a more of a level of chiyuni v'nafshi, and that's God's kindness. God's kindness is, He didn't just make animal food, He made it smell good so that human beings can enjoy this as well. Listen to these next words that can blow your mind. What's V'yitein l'cha? Says the Sforno. And when you think about God's goodness, Yitein l'cha ba'asher hu elokim sadeh mevorach. You know what the key to the brachos are? Akaras atov. Says the Sforno, here's how it goes. V'yivarachay, he blessed him. He said, listen, have akaras atov. Recognize the good that Hashem does. You know what's going to happen then? Then V'yitein l'cha elokim. As soon as you recognize the goodness and that Hashem is the source of the goodness, you're going to have blessing. You're going to have blessing. So it's not an interruption between the bracha and the vayivarechei. It's the key to the bracha. How do you get bracha? When you recognize that Hashem is the source for your bracha. There's a pasuk right afterwards. It says, V'yitein l'cha elokim. And Rashi is very bothered. V'yitein l'cha elokim. It should have just said, Yitein l'cha elokim. What's V'yitein? And He will give you. So Rashi famously comments from the Medrash, Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. God will give you, and then He'll give you again. What does that mean? V'yitein. He'll give you, and then He'll give you again. V'yachzor v'yitein. What's the pshat? Why is it broken down into different stages? Why is it give, and then give again? And the answer might be, according to this idea, the following. Hashem gives you. And then what do? We recognize that Hashem gave it to us. we recognize that it's a gift from Hashem. We recognize the fact that Hashem gave us that blessing. Then what happens? As soon as we recognize that the gifts that we have are from Hashem, Hashem says, I'm going to give you more. Yitain, v'yachzor v'yitain. We have the recognition that our gifts in life are from Hashem. And that's the key to our blessing in life. When we realize it's a gift from Hashem, Hashem says, I'll give you more. If we think it's about us and me and my efforts and my connections and my power and my fame and my fortune, we have no right to get more. But if we recognize that Hashem is the source of everything, guess what? More bounty, more bounty, more bounty, more shefa. I was thinking this morning, because this part was on my mind, maybe we could see a similar thing in Shmona Esrei that we say three times every single day. It's very, very troubling to me for many years. The end of Shmona Esrei ends off, it's called the part called Hoda'ah, thanks. Which makes sense, because the middle bracha is about thanks. But the third to last and the last are not about thanks. The third to last is about avoda, restoring the Beis HaMikdash. Then it's Hoda'ah Modim. And the last bracha is what? Shalom. Peace. I like peace. Peace is a good thing. But what's its place in Shmona Esrei? Why is it part of Hoda'ah? And I was thinking, based on this idea, maybe we could suggest the following. What do we do in Modim? Modim is what is such a beautiful bracha. Modim, we stop. Before we finish our Shmona Esrei, we say, you know what? Thank you, Hashem. I have siblings in my life. Thank you, Hashem. I have parents. Thank you, Hashem. I have grandparents. Thank you, Hashem. I'm healthy. Thank you, Hashem. There was one great rabbi who used to stop before Modim, and he would just stop and just think about all the people he had in his life to be thankful for. And he just think about them. It took him a long time. He had a family, children, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. And he wanted to have in mind all those people before he said Modim. So it took a while for him to say, get the actual words of Modim. That's what Modim is. Modim is thank you. Thank you, Hashem. What comes immediately on the heels of the bracha of Modim? Sim, shalom, tova uvracha. Blessing. Why? Because when we realize that Hashem is the source of our blessing, it's the most perfect time to ask Hashem for blessing. I recognize it's from you, God. It's you, 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 you. And when you recognize it's from Hashem, sim, shalom, tova uvracha. Let there be peace. Let there be blessing. Chaim, chen, v'chesed, v'racham, v'alein, v'alkol Yisrael, anecha, baruch atah Hashem, ha-mavarech, es'amo Yisrael, ba-shalom. Rabosai, I'll tell you why I'm very excited about this idea. I'll tell you why it excites me personally. I always was enamored and I always appreciated, I think, the Midah v'akaras ha-tov. It's something which is more, I think, gesundheit, something more that I inherited than that I had on my own. Whenever I talk about Akaras HaTov, I talk about my grandmother, Aleh HaShalom. My father's mother, Babi Yudin, Aleh HaShalom. She lived to be, Baruch Hashem, well into her 90s. She was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddikus. One of my friends I met up with, I haven't seen in many, many years, and I was talking about my grandmother with him. He said, yeah, the queen. Your grandmother, the queen. That's not like, he thought of her as like the queen of the family. Why am I mentioning her? Because whenever I would speak to her, she'd be so grateful, so thankful that I called. I'm not exaggerating, this is how the tone went. Bubby, hi, it's Andy. Andy! It's so nice to hear from you. How's everything? How's Rivka? How are the children? What's going on? How's life? How's everything going? I'm so happy you called. Thank you for calling. I love you so much. Kissing, that was the phone conversation, pretty much. I didn't have a chance to say too much. It was just her overflowing with thanks to me for calling her. Whenever I wanted to pick me up, I would just call her up because she picked me up. It made me feel better. It's a great midah, Karas HaTov. It's a beautiful midah. But the chiddush of today is not only that it's a good midah, a special midah, but it's a key. It's a key to blessing. The key to bracha that a person can have in their life is here. Karas HaTov. I'll even say this. Every bracha that we make, every bracha begin with which word? Baruch. What does Baruch mean? Wow. Baruch means, doesn't mean, we're not blessing God. What are we saying? We're saying, Hashem, you are the source of blessing. Every bracha begins with the word Baruch, because we're saying, Hashem, you are the source of blessing. We're recognizing the fact that the bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can have brachas, that's what brachas are all about. We get bracha when we recognize the source of our bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us more and more and more when we recognize from Him. If we think it's our own, if we think it's our smarts and our brains and our hard work and our efforts that give us all the bracha, so then we're missing the boat. Please don't misunderstand me. It's very important to work hard. It's very important to put in effort. All of us are going to go to college after this, probably one way or another, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's live. Hopefully it'll be live, Mitzvah Hashem. We're all going to get an education. Hopefully we'll all go out into the workforce in one way or another one day and contribute to the workforce and work very hard, hopefully. And hopefully all be matzliach, Mitzvah Hashem. But, Rabosai, we can never, ever lose sight of the fact that our success is not our own. Our success is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you recognize it and you thank Hashem for it and you appreciate it, you get more of it. And if you think it's coming from yourself, you're not going to get so much of it. You're not going to have all that shefa. And that's what Mamash Vayivarcheyu, it's one long bracha. The bracha is recognize the source of your gift, and then it's going to come and come again. V'yitein, v'yachzor v'yitein. This is a tremendous, tremendous thing. Sim Shalom Tov Avracha. We can ask for Shalom Tov Avracha because we recognize Baruch Atah Hashem Atov Shimcha Ulecha Na'ela Odos. Abosai, as we just learned in Mesillas Yesharim, literally a few minutes before we began this shmuz, Mamash Hashkacha Pratis. Agaras Atov is a very, very important key for a person's Avodas Hashem. It's the source, according to many Sfarim, it's the biggest thing that inspires a person to be Oved Hashem. Is thankfulness, to be thankful to Hashem. We should recognize all the gifts we have in our lives. We should recognize the source of all those gifts, and we should be zochei mirtz Hashem to tremendous bracha and hatzlacha and siyat nishmaya. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abosai. Shkoyach.